morning.
In the week leading up to Thanksgiving, Mary Jo asked her class of 9-year-olds to write a paragraph entitled, What am I thankful for on Thanksgiving? And all little Joey in her class could write was, well, I'm thankful I'm not a turkey. Have you ever felt like little Joey struggling to find things to be thankful for? Now Joey did find something he'd be thankful for, although I think if Joey thought a little harder, he could have found a few more things to be thankful for other than not being a turkey. But on the other hand, maybe Joey thought that there wasn't much in life to be thankful for. But at least he was looking at the silver lining in things and being thankful again for not being a turkey. It's been said that he who is not thankful for the things that he has will not be happy for the things that he wishes he had. I just want to say that one more time. He who is not thankful for the things that he has will not be happy with the things that he wishes he had. A thankful heart is a happy heart. If we do not learn to be thankful, all aspects of our spiritual life can suffer, especially our relationship with Jesus. Have you ever asked God to show you his will for your life? Do you really want to know what that is? I do have the answer to this question that seems to pop up in every believer's life. And no, it's not some big secret that I'm holding out in front of you right now. It's actually found right in Scripture. You really want to know what his will for his life is? It's found in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 18. It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It's funny, we can ask God for his will for our lives over and over again, and the answer is always going to be the same. Many of us can grow in frustration thinking that God isn't answering this question for us. But God has already given us the answer. Now let me put it this way. For those of you who have children, let me ask you this. How many of you parents have had your kids ask you the same question over and over again after you've already given them the answer multiple times? Now I don't know about you, but when my kids do this for me, it drives me crazy. Now I'm not saying that God is this way at all. Okay, he doesn't. God doesn't go crazy when we ask him the same thing over. He enjoys it. However, as we come to him, the answer that he gives is always going to be the same. Recently, Aaron and I told our kids that we were going to go to Disney World this summer. Now, of course, our kids are pretty excited about that. Even our big boy down in Oklahoma, I think he's the most excited about it. I don't know if my kids are just reminding me, though, of what I said, but they have asked me multiple times, so are we going to Disney World this summer? Of course, the answer is still the same. Now, of course, Owen and Anna, they're going to probably be disappointed in me saying this, but my word is not as good as God's word. Things can come up that can prevent us from going to Disney World this summer. And it's not that I'm a liar. It's just that we just don't know. We're going to do our best. But I'm convinced that our kids ask us these questions multiple times because they want to be reassured. It's okay if we ask God the same question over and over again, especially concerning his will for your life. But the answer he gives is always going to be the same. When God tells us something, we should be sure of this. This is what God wants. There is no circumstance that's going to change God's mind when it comes to his will for your life. While studying the scriptures to prepare for the sermon, what really struck me was how important to God it is that we have a thankful heart. I tried to find other instances in Scripture where God laid out specifically his will for us. Now, of course, we know that the Father's will, foremost will, is that we come into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, his Son. However, this is the one verse where God specifically tells us his will for our lives. God's will is for us to be thankful in all circumstances. Now, notice it doesn't say in this verse that we are to be thankful just in certain circumstances or what makes us feel good or things we like. You know, Pastor Doug likes to, when he comes up here, he loves to give us the original meaning of Greek words. So, Pastor Doug, I think you'll be proud that I actually went out and looked up the original meaning for the word all. And I found that it meant all in Greek. So there's my Greek lesson for today. I realize there are circumstances that will come into our lives where it can be very difficult to feel thankful. But God, is not asking us to feel thankful. He's asking you to be thankful. We just need to readjust our thinking through these times when we may feel ungrateful or when something in life hits us between the eyes. Because when we do this, we can experience the full joy of knowing that Jesus is walking with us through it. You know, I can read you scriptures of the Apostle Paul suffering in some dungy prison, writing letters to the church and telling them how thankful he is for them and telling them to be thankful as well. We know the suffering the Apostle Paul and the early disciples went through, and yet they remained thankful. I can sit here and give you examples of Christians over in the Middle East who are suffering tremendously, but remain thankful. You know, our church went on a missions trip to Guatemala a couple years ago. We saw the same thing. When our church was down there on this missions trip, we saw the people there were so thankful despite of extreme poverty. You know, I'm convinced, I'm just convinced that the reason why these people in Guatemala, the apostles, the Christians in Iraq, are thankful despite their circumstances is because they know Jesus is walking with them through it all. You know, our missions team, we experienced some awesome miracles down there in Guatemala. We were just amazed at what was happening. But I think to us, even though it was amazing to us, but I think the people in Guatemala, they see this all the time. And the reason is because they are thankful for what they already have. Now, by me saying all this to you is not to make you feel guilty or to minimize any hardships that you have going on in your own life. Because your hardships and your circumstances are as much of a concern to God as a Christian who is suffering in some third world country or starving. You know, I do think we do need to stop minimizing our own problems out of guilt. Because someone may have a larger problem or a larger issue than us. Because really, it doesn't help us at all. And it's not what God wants us to do anyway. Each of our struggles and each of our problems are very real and unique to us. And God knows and he cares. However, God still says that we are to remain thankful through it all. Now, I realize there may be some sitting here thinking, but Mike, you don't know. How can I remain thankful in a time like this? I want to show you a quick video clip of Ethan Hallmark. Ethan was diagnosed with childhood leukemia. Now, as you watch this, please, please, don't look at this and feel guilty or think that you focus too much on your own problems and they're not as big as what this little kid is going through. Because that's not my purpose of showing you this. As I said, every pain and every struggle is important and it matters to God. It matters to God that Ethan has cancer. It matters to God if you've lost your job. It matters to God if you're anxious, depressed, or angry. It matters to God if someone hurt you. And it matters to God if you're just frustrated with things in life. I show this video not to guilt you at all, but to show you why we can be thankful in everything that comes our way because Jesus is walking with us through it all.
Psalms 40, verse 5 is probably definitely my favorite verse. It says, many are the wonders you have done, Lord God. The things you have planned for us, nothing can compare. None can compare with you. If I were to count your mercies, they would outnumber the sands on the seashore. I know it's kind of weird that my favorite verse is mercies and whatnot, but it's true. Even though this cancer's had a lot of bad stuff, there's been a lot of good stuff. I met friends that I would have never met. One friend I know is coming to Christ just because I played with him. He's up there right now. I've grown closer to God. My family has. A lot of benefits, but a lot of downs. I wouldn't trade my relationship with Jesus for anything. Nothing at all.
Did you catch the thankfulness in Ethan's words? Despite the cancer he had, Ethan said, I've grown closer to God. And my family has too. And he also said a lot of benefits, but a lot of downs. Ethan didn't minimize his pain or the pain his family was going through. Instead, he focused on the areas to be thankful for. You see, God doesn't bring pain and suffering into our lives. This is just, unfortunately, the world we live in. God didn't bring cancer to this little boy. But Ethan learned to be thankful despite of it. And God has used Ethan powerfully for his kingdom. I hear that they're making a documentary on this little boy. And they're going to have a full-length documentary. I think God's using Ethan pretty powerfully and his family. When suffering comes into our life, God will use it to deepen our faith in Jesus Christ and help us grow closer to Him through it all. God promises to come alongside us and walk us through the struggles in life. Again, we just need to shift our focus to Him. God's will for the life of the believer is for you to be thankful through all circumstances so you can shine the light for others in times of suffering that they are going through. We already know this can be a dark world at times. God's will is that His church, you, changes that, and it begins and it ends with us being thankful in Christ Jesus, in all circumstances, just as little Ethan is. Ethan says at the end of this video he wouldn't change his relationship with Jesus for anything. It's very clear to me that what Ethan is most thankful for is his relationship with Jesus, his Savior. As Christians, we have a hope beyond this world. But we also have a hope here and now that Christ is with us in everything. This is how we can be thankful no matter what comes our way. When you're feeling beaten down by life, shift your focus to Christ and to others. If you see someone else down, help them see the light in the times of their darkness. You know, what I love so much about our church family here are the different personalities we all have. There have been times when I have walked in here and feeling down on something and someone would just walk up to me, give me a hug, smile at me. There are elders in this church and elderly in this church that who just seem to have a sense for somebody that's down. And we'll walk up to them and, as I said, hug them as well or snap a big smile at them. I really appreciate the elders and the elderly in this church. Also, tell a funny joke to somebody. There are a few people in this church that are very good at making others smile at from a joke. Darren tells many of them. If you want to hear one, just hang out with Darren for a while. I promise you, you'll walk away with a smile on your face and laughing throughout the day. Last week, I was sitting right over there next to Darren while Pastor Nate was speaking. And I was trying so hard not to laugh. And Nate was glaring at us, and I was not doing a good job. But the point is the church is what we're here for each other. And we're here for others outside of this church. To show people that there is a greater hope for us to be thankful for. And most importantly, his name is Jesus. If you are a believer, Jesus lives in you. You are his holy temple. You are the smile, the hug, the laughter that someone who is hurting is waiting for. You are the person someone may need to be thankful for as they see your thankfulness for them and for your God. Again, I'm sure of this, that thankfulness is the key to all spiritual growth. This is why God commands us to be thankful in everything. This is God's will for your life. You know, sometimes Christians, we can make walking with Jesus complicated. We'll tell ourselves, we can't do this, we can't do that. I need to be holy as Jesus is holy. Now, don't get me wrong at all. Don't misunderstand me. Our obedience to God is very important. We are to grow in obedience to him so we can become more like Jesus. But this obedience will not come by trying to follow a bunch of laid out rules for us. As a parent, you want your children to be obedient to you, right? But how do we as parents help our kids be obedient? As a father myself, I want my kids to be thankful for Aaron and I. Because I know in their gratitude for us, our kids will grow to be more productive in life. As our kids struggle through growing up and making mistakes, I want my kids to be able to come to us, their parents, for help and for guidance. I can just lay down the law. I'm pretty good at that sometimes. But I realize the more I just lay down the law, as my kids grow, they will avoid me. And I don't want that. And neither does God. He does not want us to avoid him. He wants us to come to him in thankfulness. Because we can be thankful knowing that he's walking with us through everything. And as Ethan said, he is merciful. So do you want to see Jesus work miracles in your life, in your home, in this church, and in our community? Then be thankful to God. Be thankful especially for what he has already given you. In Philippians 4:6, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." And here it is again, in everything, in thanksgiving. You will see a pattern here in Scripture. I challenge you tonight to read through the Bible and find the prayers that the apostles, the saints, and even Jesus himself offered up to the Father. And I'll tell you just now that these prayers always began in thanksgiving. The men and women of the Bible understood clearly the importance of being thankful. They understood that their spiritual growth relied heavily on thankfulness. Because Jesus gave us this pattern of prayer through how he prayed to his Father. And as we pray, let us be thankful for Jesus, that he is our greatest comforter. And when we come to him in thanksgiving, even when we feel like there isn't anything to be thankful for, we can be thankful for him. If you feel ungrateful, you always know that you have one to be thankful for, your Savior. If you do not have a relationship with Jesus right now, I can tell you, you have one thing to be thankful for, and that is he is calling you. He's always calling you, and he's ready to bring you into a relationship with him. And when you have times of suffering, as we learned in a couple weeks ago in a sermon about the power of prayer and going to the Father in our times of pain, we can pour our hearts to him because God knows your times of pain and suffering. It says in Scripture that Christ, as we suffer, Christ has suffered for us and we suffer in him as well. The Father understood his suffering more than anyone, and we too are in his Son. So when we come to the Father, we can come with a thankful heart because he understands us more than anyone on this earth. He is the God of the universe. He holds the earth in the palm of his hands, and he counts the very hairs on your head. So in those times of thankfulness or in anxiousness, you'll slowly start feeling that anxiousness drift away as you come to him. Be thankful for that. This is why a true follower of Christ would never give up their relationship with Jesus, ever. This is why little Ethan said he would never give up his relationship with Jesus. And this is why a true follower of Christ should always be thankful. In closing today, I want to examine 3 points from a quote that I'm going to read. It's from John Henry Jowett. It says, "Life without thankfulness is devoid of love and passion. Faith without thankfulness lacks strength and fortitude. Every virtue divorced from thankfulness is maimed and limps along the spiritual road." I really think that we need to get a hold of these 3 points laid out in this quote, because it's going to make all the difference in our lives. It's going to make all the difference for how joyful you are and how you impact people and how I impact people that we encounter every day. The first point of this quote, "Life without thankfulness is devoid of love and passion." Let's face it, no one likes being around a downer. It's difficult to love others when you're down all the time and have an ungrateful heart. There's no passion in ungratefulness. There's no sign of hope of being ungrateful. People around us want to feel loved. And the best way to show them that love is through a thankful heart and being thankful for them. Jesus has a passionate love for us, but it started with his thankfulness for his Father. We can grow in love and passion by being thankful. Second point, Faith without thankfulness lacks strength and fortitude. It's easy to have strong faith when everything is going well. But it's also easy to get shaken in this world. As everyone here realizes, our world can come crashing down around us in a moment. Without thankfulness for the people we have in our lives, and especially for Jesus who loves us dearly, our faith can come crashing down as well. When your world seems to be falling apart and you're pouring out your fears and anxiety to God, don't forget to praise Him for everything good He has for you. And if you can't find that good, remember that Jesus is walking with you through everything, and He is good. Try even praising God during those times of suffering that you're going through. You know, I realize that can be tough, but here is how you can do it. Praise Him for the promises He gives, that He will use the suffering and the bad things in your life to bring glory to Him, good to you, and good to others through the times of trials that you're going through. I can tell you what, when you pray like this, there's nothing that will stop God from moving around you, because it is His will. That's what it says in His Word. This is why the Christians in Guatemala experience God so much in their lives, is they were thankful for everything they had, and they were thankful that God was with them. Last point. Every virtue divorced from thankfulness is maimed and limps along the spiritual road. If you're struggling to grow more spiritual or struggling to obey God, what God is telling you to do or not do, pray again to Him in thankfulness. Pray again for His mercies. I truly believe that thankfulness is what makes God smile, and He blesses us for it. Look around you for the things God placed in your life and the people that He placed in your life to be thankful for. Even as I said, be thankful for the struggles before you, because you can be thankful to know that God will strengthen you through this and will walk by your side and transform you into the image of Jesus Christ, our Savior. That is God's will for your life. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for who You are. We thank You that You never leave our side, even in times of these struggles and trials that we have come our way. You are always there. You understand every pain. You ever understand every struggle and even every worry. And we thank You. You don't minimize those things in our lives. And You don't make it seem like they're small compared to other people. To You, they matter to us, to You. Everything that we go through. To You, our individual sufferings are not minimized. Only You understand the depths of our hearts, Lord. And we thank You for Your mercies. We thank You for the promises to bring us through these stronger than ever before, and we thank You. You have given us a hope beyond this world through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank You, Jesus, for everything. Thank You for suffering for us so we can have this hope in You as well. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to invite Pastor Nate up. He's going to give a little announcement.
Merry Christmas! Hello! my name is David, and I am spreading the Christmas joy, and I would love for you guys to sing me a Christmas carol.
You want us to sing?
I want you to sing me a Christmas carol.
No.
4 calling birds, 3 French horns, 2 turtle ducks. Merry Christmas! Would you sing me a Christmas carol, please?
I'm Christmas bells, I'm in the reindeer.
And those reindeer.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
I love Christmas so much. I can't even explain to you how much I love Christmas. You can't get peppermint mocha during October. I mean, I could listen to Christmas carols all day long. In fact, I usually do. Great, thank you very much. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
I leave you today with this benediction. It's from the Apostle Paul, who gave it to the Colossian church, and now for us today. It's from Colossians 3, verses 15 through 17. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God the Father through him. Amen. Let us go now with a thankful heart over this Thanksgiving holiday. Express to your families how thankful, and your friends how thankful you are to them. Especially express to them how thankful you are for your Lord and Savior. Let's go downstairs and eat.